Give me a K.
K.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an H.
H.
Give me an I.
I.
What's that spell?
K-I. Go.
Placer High School football is on the air. Hillman football is being brought to you by Mackey Heating and Air, Robinson Sand and Gravel, Mel's Diner of Auburn, Auburn Trophies, and Homer Insurance. Let's head out to the stadium now for tonight's action on KHI.
Welcome back as kickoff is set for the D4 semifinal between Placer and 12 Bridges. Will it be a redemption or a rematch and a return for 12 Bridges to win this game once again? Kiefer Abs and Baylor Kelly back to return the opening kickoff. The Rhinos will kick it from left to right, the wind blowing left to right, as the Hillmen will receive the football first. And so the Hillmen, who have been accustomed to deferring, now will have to start unorthodoxly, I should say, as far as receiving the football first. The referees congregating near the 12 Bridges sideline here to decide what is going to happen with the football. It's pretty windy, so now we're going to get both teams going to their respective sidelines as we wait to see what the call is. I think it's going to be they're trying to. So there's a bus parked in the fire lane in the parking lot, and that is why the game cannot start. So we're still trying to wait and see what the situation is. The bus needs to be moved before the game can continue or start. Hasn't even started yet. So both 12 Bridges and Placer are going to go to their respective sidelines. You wonder what this is going to do for the psyche of both teams. You're jacked up, you're juiced, you're already embracing, or embracing is a strong word. I would, you know, like to think of it as, you know, surviving the temperature and the rain and the wind, and now you've got to go back to your respective sidelines. And basically, you cannot start until the bus has moved. And so, I mean, this has not been anything new. The bus has been out there since at least 6 o'clock this evening, which was like over an hour ago before kickoff. So now, the game cannot start until the bus is moved. So now this is going to give Joey Montoya and his staff a little more time to discuss things with his staff. And you wonder what this does, as I was mentioning, for the psyche of both teams. Because basically now you've got to wait until this bus has been moved. So 12 Bridges, as we mentioned in the pregame, 11-0, a perfect season thus far. What they've built in the last couple of years, tremendous work by everyone involved in that program. And obviously with Art Hillman, you know what they stand for and what they have done over the years, dating back over 100 years playing football in the Sacramento Kings section, but have not been to a section championship since 2019, have not won it since 2017. And for Joey Montoya tonight, he would love nothing more than to earn this type of victory on the road at 12 Bridges, the new kids on the block, looking to knock off the Kings of the D4 section in the area primarily. So we're still waiting on this bus. And we're going to stay with you on the air here as we get set. I mean, eventually they're going to play. That's going to happen, but you're just waiting this thing out, getting a feel for it. But, you know, you talk about that first matchup a little while ago. It was only about a couple months back that this took place, and Art Hillman did not get off to the best start. Ryan Miller threw a couple of interceptions uncharacteristically, and you talk to Joey Montoya, you talk to everyone in the building, and they said, we believe that we can win this game tonight. We believe that if we come out and play our game, nobody can beat us in that regard. And so the Hillmen tonight are trying to achieve just that. They were picked by a lot of people in the area, including the local newspapers, to lose this game by a majority of the sports writers, albeit by only a couple of seconds, but nonetheless, they were picked. And we still have not got this game underway as of yet. The referees now are trying to pretty much get everyone back in order here, as it is a little bit chaotic to start this game right now, as the Hillman and 12 Bridges have yet to tip off, or kick off, I should say, excuse me. So you're just feeling this thing out, waiting patiently for this game to start. Out of all things, a bus blocking the fire lane. And to be honest, I didn't even know that was a rule. So we're learning something new right here in the biggest game of the year so far for our Hillman. Once again, this game is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your Auburn Trophy needs. Go to Auburn Trophies near Highway 80. And, of course, the Mel's Diner. The Mel's Diner for all your classic diner eats. Go to Mel's Diner. So Keith Juggernaut here with you on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. As if you're just joining us, 12 Bridges and Placer in the D4 section semifinal for the Sacquaw Kings section, that is, have yet to kick off, albeit due to a bus that was in the fire lane. And so the Hillmen now are just trying to warm up. You see Luke Platzer down there trying to stay warm. Sean Jones, he's going to be a big factor in this game if our Hillmen are going to win tonight. He's trying to warm up, do some lunges, just trying to keep the blood circulating and flowing any way you can as you wait this thing out. And you wonder where the bus driver is, because, truth be told, I mean, normally you just leave the bus and you go do your own thing, but you can't leave the bus on the fire lane. So we're just waiting this thing out as Joey Montoya, you talk to him this week. You wouldn't think there was any nerves for Coach Montoya, as he said, simply put, hey, listen, someone's going to win, someone's going to lose. We just hope that it comes our way when this thing hits triple zeros in the fourth quarter or potentially even overtime. And he told me point blank period, our Hillman did not play our best football of the year when we played 12 Bridges. It's not a game we're proud of the way it started. They fought hard. They put at least 20 plus points or more on the board yet again, a streak that they have had all year through all 11 contests, win or lose. And so tonight the Hillman, if you're going to win, you're going to have to put some points on the board. That is obvious. But you better hope that you put enough on there to contend with a high-flying 12 Bridges Raging Rhinos squad. So the Hillman and 12 Bridges still waiting for this bus to get moved. We will take a break for about a minute here. We'll come back. Hopefully the bus will have been moved. No starts this game so far, a bus blocking the fire lane here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For over 30 years, Sunrise Natural Foods has been dedicated to helping our community find the best supplements and health foods for a vibrant, healthy lifestyle. Our expert buyers and product consultants carefully select top-quality, science-backed nutritional products to ensure you're putting the best ingredients in your body. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
Strictly Toyondas on Stadium Way, just behind Placer High, is committed to providing their customers with excellent service, period. They understand that automotive maintenance and repair is neither convenient nor fun. They value their customers and always put them first, listening to problems and helping find solutions. In addition to Toyotas and Hondas, Strictly Toyondas also services Subaru, Nissan, and Infiniti, as well as other domestic vehicles. Stop in at Strictly Toyondas at 135 Stadium Way in Auburn, or call them at 887-0808. Strictly Toyondas.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 KHI.
Welcome back. KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. The bus has been moved. We are all set for kickoff here as the Hillmen and the 12 Bridges Rhinos are set to do battle finally. 12 Bridges will defer to start this contest, so Placer will begin with the ball in their possession. The Hillmen had the same situation happen the first time they played 12 Bridges.
Another one play drive on their next score, so 42 points off of nine plays.
Here we go. The kickoff, and we are underway between the Hillmen and the Raging Rhinos, and it is returned by Sean Jones out across the 15-20. 25-30, Sean is still going, wrapped down at the 35, and so that's where Ryan Miller and our Hillmen will take the ball and hopefully get some good yardage to start this contest. So Ryan Miller, who threw two interceptions against 12 Bridges in the first contest, we now will go to see if Ryan Miller can do what eight other teams before him have not been able to do, which is get back to the section championship. Tonight, Ryan Miller will have to play a great ball game. They start this drive from the Hillman's own 35 with 11:52 wing tee. They go up the middle, and that is stopped right off the get-go as Sean Jones is swallowed in the backfield as the tackle is made by Fattis right down in the trenches, and Rizdahl, number 78. It's going to be a loss of at least two there, so they're going to officially make it second and 11 coming up here with 11:33 to play. Ball now at the Hillman 34. So Sean Jones, who has been the wrecking ball on this offense, if our Hillmen are going to win tonight, Sean has got to play a big part of that, and 12 Bridges knows that. So Sean Jones, who has ran the ball predominantly in between the hash marks this year, stopped for a loss of one on the first carry. Second and 11 now for the Hillman under center again. They give it up the middle, and it's Sean Jones who breaks free, 50, and he's out across the 50-yard line is Sean Jones. So Sean Jones on his second carry of the ball game has at least a gain of 15. It's a first down for the Hillman. The ball now in 12 Bridges territory for the first time tonight. The ball at the Raging Rhino 47, and so Sean Jones, who was swallowed up early in the first carry of this game, he gets that first one, and that second one goes for at least 15 on that one, and with 10:39 to play, our Hillman on just the second play of the game are in Raging Rhino territory. So here they come out in the wing tee again, 10:29 to play in the first. Ryan Miller under center, two-set formation with dual tailbacks. He's going to give it to Baylor for the first time tonight. Stiff arm in the backfield. Kelly bounced it out to the outside, still going, and he's wrapped down in Placer territory at around the 49. And so Baylor Kelly, who has done huge damage, he has been one of the more bigger players for player of the year that a lot of people have vied for, but on that first carry, he goes nowhere. He actually goes backwards. It's a loss of five on that one. They're going to make it second and 15 now for the Hillman as the ball back in Placer territory, albeit at our own 48, but nonetheless, it's back in our territory with under 10 minutes to play. So here come the Hillman now, and they're pulling out all the stops as Merrick Azzarello is checked in for the first time tonight, wide to the near side. They send one man in motion. It's Lopez, and we're going to get a whistle there, and it likely might be a false start on the Hillman. We'll wait to see what the call is. It is a false start, so it will be back 5 yards for our Hillman. So second and 15 has become second and 20 now from the Hillman 43. And, you know, you talk about the penalties and the turnovers, which are the two things, obviously, that'll kill any team in the postseason, but killed our Hillman in the game at Lefevre Stadium. So it's second and 20 now, 9 minutes to play, and the Hillmen have gone backwards, albeit from a Baylor Kelly run to the outside, and now a false start. Second and 20 with 8:55 to play. Ryan Miller under center. Lopez, they send him in motion. It's an end around to Baylor. Baylor with a flag on the play as Baylor's still going. We're going to get another flag here. So it looks like this play was whistled dead before it even got started again. And if it's on the Hillman, this now is going to become second and 25. And it is going to be a false start. So the Hillman, a horrible start to this game, ladies and gentlemen. They have now had back-to-back false start penalties. Second and 25 now with 8:47 to play. The ball is at the Hillman 37 with 8:44 to play. The Hillman now are going to have to get it to at least the 12 Bridges 37. So Joey Montoya, not the way he envisioned this game starting for the Hillman. Ball at the Hillman 38. Ryan Miller under center. One tailback in the backfield. It's going to go up the middle. Sean Jones again. Jones with a big, big run right up the middle, who gets knocked it around the Hillman 48. So third down just became a little more manageable. It's now going to be about 3rd and 15, 3rd and 16. So Sean Jones has ran the ball extremely well. The only problem is the penalties and the tackles for loss in the backfield have hindered the Hillmen to still make it 3rd and way long here. Ball is parked at the Hillmen 47. And again, they have got to get this football to at least the Raging Rhino's own 37. Under center goes Ryan Miller. Play action. Ryan back to pass. Pressure coming. Throws downfield. Azzarello's got it at the 35. And Merrick's down to the 30. Holy guacamole. The Hillmen get the first down and then some as Merrick Azzarello on the play action on the route right across the middle. He was wide open. And Ryan Miller dotting up the Raging Rhino defense early in this game, and it couldn't have come at a better time as the Hillmen connect on a 3rd and 19 for a fresh new set of downs, and they are inside the Raging Rhino 35. 7:30 to play, and the Hillmen so far through the first couple of plays where there have not been a false start or a tackle for a loss are dialed in. Ball is now at the Raging Rhino 31. 7:18 to play. Ryan Miller under center, one tailback. Play action again. They're going to give it to Kelly now, who tries to trudge his way back to the line of scrimmage. Baylor might have gotten one there with 7:08 to play. As he gets to around the 30-yard line, they will say that he got one. So 2nd and 9 coming up as Baylor Kelly officially gets his first run for a productive play. Gain of one there. 2nd and 9 from the 12 Bridges 30. 6:50 to play. The Hillmen have knocked off about 5 minutes on this drive already, and this is the kind of drive that the Hillmen envisioned, albeit a couple of mistakes, but they have taken a lot of time, and they're in enemy territory. The rain has stopped. Ryan under center on 2nd and 9, and now we're going to get a whistle. This play whistled dead before it starts. And it's going to be an offside on 12 Bridges. That's going to move the ball from the 30 to the 25. So 2nd and 9 becomes 2nd and 4 here for the Hillmen. And so finally a penalty goes the way of the Placer Hillmen, your Placer Hillmen, with 6:30 to play. The Hillmen now just have to get it to around the 22 to move the sticks here as the ball is placed at the 25. So the Hillmen on this drive, they've experienced setbacks and they've experienced big plays down the field. 6:13 to play. Clock continuing to run. 2nd and 4. Ryan Miller sends a man in motion. He's going to go up the middle again, and falling back to the line of scrimmage is going to be Jones. So Sean Jones has been the battering ram, which we thought was going to happen coming into this game. Now it's 3rd and 4, and if the Hillmen don't get this 3rd and 4, folks, you'll wonder about what they're going to do if 4th down comes up, because they can kick a field goal from this range. No doubt Andrew Marcus has been a great kicker tonight, or the whole season so far, but the windy conditions, you wonder if you have that kind of condition, if the Hillmen will not go for it. Joey Montoya has gone for it from longer distances. 3rd and 5 now. Hillmen got to get to the 26, and it's going to be to... It's going to go to Kiefer Abs on the inside, on the near side. So Kiefer gets about 3. And so now it's going to be 4th and about 2, 4th and 1 maybe, as Kiefer gets that ball now to the 23-yard line. So they're going to give him 3 there, 4th and 2. So Joey Montoya showing no signs of sending out the kicking unit here on 4th down. A huge, huge play for our Hillmen. If they're able to convert this and keep the chains moving, it's a W. If not, and 12 Bridges stops the Hillmen, that's going to be a big play for the Hillmen to have wasted 5 minutes in the first quarter and come away with no points. Here we go. Ryan Miller under center. Sean Jones, play action. They're going to throw it, and it's incomplete. It was right behind Baylor, and that is going to be a turnover on downs. So the Hillmen are not able to move the ball on 4th down, and so the Hillmen now are going to have to hold down the fort on defense. The Hillmen, albeit they move the football, but Ryan threw it just behind Baylor Kelly, and so now the Hillmen will have to go back out there on defense. So the Raging Rhinos offense will take over on first and 10 from inside, just inside their own 25. Connor Flaherty in the gun for the first time. He's going to hand it off on the end around, and it's a big end around on the far side. And it looks like it could be Rodriguez, number 8. It could be Rapa. The numbers are going to be a tough one for us tonight, albeit with the green lettering. So Rodriguez, they're going to give him 5 on that carry. The ball now is going to be at the, by the looks of it, 28-yard line. Flaherty in the gun again, back to pass. And he has that pass completed around the 31 and making that catch. As we await the number there, it's going to be number 5, so it is Rapa. So now third down, third and short here. So now the ball set at the 32-yard line. So they're going to have to get to their own 33 to move the sticks here. And 12 Bridges is going to take their time. 4:17 to play in the first. The clock continuing to run. Flaherty under center on third and short up the middle, and it looks like that they got it on the second attempt. So Placer unable to stop 12 Bridges on the third down carry. The sticks are moved with 4 minutes and 2 seconds as Ward moving the chains, and Braylon Ward, who had a big game last week. Ward running for over 200 yards last week in that win against Sierra, and he picks up right where he left off. Ball now at the 35. A fresh new set of downs for 12 Bridges as they audible into a two-set back. Flaherty gives it up again. Ward is pushed back in the backfield. And big bad Ivan Da Silva in the trenches pushed Ward right back as Ward getting the big stop there for the Hillman is Da Silva. And so the Hillman now a loss of 1 on the play as the ball moves back to the 34-yard line of 12 Bridges. Shotgun for Flaherty. They're wasting no time on 2nd and 11. They give it up the middle, and that run will go for a gain of a couple as Ward again getting his second carry of the night. Ward getting that gain for about 2 or 3. 3rd and 8 coming up now from the 36-37. So now it's 3rd and 7. 12 Bridges is going to have to get to the 12 Bridges 45. Flaherty, empty set, throws downfield, incomplete, and intended for Rodriguez there on the near side. 4th and 7. And so Chris Bean is going to punt the football away, and so now the Hillman, you wonder how this is going to work because the wind is in the face of 12 Bridges by the looks of it. 2:52 to play here as Kiefer Abs is back to return the punt. And Abs has no gloves on, which is the trend right now for the Hillman. Sean Jones has no gloves. Kiefer Abs, Azzarello, 3 of the main ball carriers with no gloves in order to avoid the slippage despite the rain subsiding. And it's a fake. It's going to be a fake punt, and Winder is not going to get it. Winder is not going to get it on the fake punt, and the Hillman have taken over at the 12 Bridges 40. So Bean tried to fake out the Hillman. They could not do it as the ball carrier, number 7, Wanger, thought that he was going to get the first down. He got pretty close, but the Hillman do not fall for the fake, and so the Hillman once again have the football. Their second drive of the game so far will start from 12 Bridges territory at their own 42. Up the middle, Sean Jones still going. Sean breaks one tackle and another, and Sean will get about 4 or 5 yards there. 2:38 to play in the first, and the Hillman on this second drive now starting in 12 Bridges territory get a gain of about 1 or 2 there, so 2nd and 7 or 8 there as the ball now marked at the Raging Rhino 39-yard line. 2:23 to play. We are about to be under 2 minutes in the first quarter when this play is done. So here we go. The 12 Bridges Raging Rhinos not scoring at will like they did in the first game, and the Hillman trying to take advantage of getting the stop on downs. Baylor Kelly breaks a tackle, bounces it out to the outside, and Baylor is wrestled down as Baylor Kelly is going to lose a couple there. So 3rd down coming up now. Looks going to be like 3rd and 9 as Baylor tried to bounce it out to the outside, and he was wrapped out of bounds, wrapped around at around the 42-yard line. They are going to mark this officially at the Hillman 41. So third and nine. Hillman got to get to the 12 Bridges 32 to move the chains here. We are under 2 minutes, 1:30 to play in the first. Ryan Miller under center, two tailback set. Play action. Miller looking downfield, has nobody, steps out of the pocket, going to run, and he is going to be stopped well short. So Ryan Miller on the play action had nobody open. It'll be fourth and eight here, and so the Hillman now, by the looks of it, looking to see what they're going to do here with 1:08 to play in the first. The ball is at the 12 Bridges 40. They are on officially fourth and eight. So the Hillman, by the looks of it, are going to go for it. So the Hillman are going to go for it from the 12 Bridges 40 as the sticks are at the 32. Will the Hillman, with 48 seconds remaining in the first, move the chains here? Under center goes Ryan Miller. Play action. Miller has time, going to go downfield. It is caught by Kiefer Abs inside the 20. Kiefer Abs inside the 20, and your Hillman are inside the red zone for the first time tonight after Ryan Miller on the play action hits Kiefer Abs for a gain of at least 19. And so the Hillman, the ball now, and the Hillman are at the 12 Bridges 16-yard line. So Kiefer Abs made a diving catch on the far side near the white line on the out of bounds. And so the Hillman now have first and 10 from the 12 Bridges 16 with 36 seconds left and the clock stopping because Abs dove for it out of bounds. So here we go. Ryan Miller under center. Sean Jones in the backfield. They're going to go. Oh, no, ball is fumbled. Sean fumbled the ball and it's recovered by 12 Bridges. Oh, man. 12 Bridges as Sean Jones coughed up the ball just as it was going to go into his breadbasket. Marquez picking up the fumble. And so just like this, the Hillman give the ball right back deep in 12 Bridges territory. They come away with no points on the second drive of the night. So now 12 Bridges will start their drive here from their own 9-yard line, backed up deep, one tailback in the backfield, two wideouts to the near side. They're going to go up the middle. It's a big gain, and it's Ward who's out across the 20. So the ball now at the 20-yard line after Braylon Ward making the run up the middle. And we've got a down player here on the field. We'll wait to see what it is. 24 seconds remaining in the first quarter as our Hillman unable to get any points. We'll go to a quick 30-second timeout. Your Hillman neck and neck with 12 Bridges as it is deadlocked at zero here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products. Farmer's Brand and Purina Feed, quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup Riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the Salt Lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHI Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back, KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganatis on the call with you here. As your Hillmen are deadlocked at zero, there was a referee down on the field, so the Hillmen now are on defense at the Sean Jones, coughing up the football. And so it looks like that will be the end of the first quarter. The Hillmen and the Raging Rhinos of 12 Bridges deadlocked at nothing. We go to the second quarter. We'll step right back here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. What a game so far.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on KHI. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 KHI.
Welcome back. Second quarter starting as your Hillmen here are neck and neck with the 12 Bridges Raging Rhinos in a rematch of the earlier contest at Lefevre. Keith Joganatis on the call. KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. 12 Bridges has the football in deep in their own territory after Sean Jones fumbled a couple of plays ago, as the Hillmen were just inside the 20. And so now Connor Flaherty and the Rhinos go back to work. They're going to go up the middle. It's a big run by Ward, who brings a couple of Hillmen with him. And as he is tackled at the 30-yard line, gain of about 10, they'll move the chains. First and 10 now for the Raging Rhinos from their own 30. 11:50 to go. Flaherty in the gun, one tailback. It's a halfback toss to Ward. Ward is met by a couple of Hillmen, and he's wrestled down at around the 32. Gain of about two or three there for Ward. It'll be second and seven, maybe even six, as the ball now spotted at the Raging Rhino 33-yard line. 11:27 to play. Second and seven now for the Rhinos as Ward in the backfield. One tailback, three wideouts far, one lone wideout on the near side, as Flaherty waiting for the call. The Hillmen three linebackers in the second level of the defense. Abs guarding Rapa on the near side and the lone wideout. Ward now on the left side. It's a screen play. Ward has it out across the 40, 45, 50, and Ward has the first down, as making a last-ditch tackle is going to be Azzarello. It is a gain of at least 10 there and a fresh new set of downs. The ball at the 50-yard line now with 10:50 to go, as the Hillmen now on defense trying to stop the vaunted 12 Bridges offense. Shotgun formation. Flaherty looking to the offense, getting the call from Bean, Coach Bean that is. 10:35 to play. The Hillmen defense trying to come up with a big play here at midfield. Still no score. 10:30 left in the first half. Flaherty back to pass. Pass is caught. It's Rodriguez who makes a couple of tackle. People tackling missing, and Rodriguez is at the Hillmen 40. Another first down there. First and 10. As Rodriguez making the catch on the near side. And so the Hillmen now with 10:18 to play are on their heels. And 12 Bridges right on cue, moving and playing very fast. Shotgun formation again for Flaherty. Now an empty set as he sends Ward out to the far side. It looks like it's going to be a quarterback keeper. Now he's going to pitch it. And it's to the far side as making a couple of cuts, and still going is the ball carrier, who is nailed at the 35 of the Hillmen. It's going to be a gain of five there. Second and five coming up. Under 10 minutes to go in the first half. And the Hillmen defense looking for answers right now as 12 Bridges is moving the ball at will. They're actually going to give Rodriguez a gain of seven. Second and three coming up now from the Hillmen 33 with 9:30 to play in the first half. Now they're going to give it to Ward, and it's actually going to be a big play there by Rapa. And Rapa's going to get the first down. Tackle made by Azzarello. gain of about 6, maybe even 7. And so the Hillmen now still trying to find answers, and 12 Bridges is starting to pick up the tempo on Placer. Ball is now officially marked at the 27-yard line. And so now Flaherty looking for the calls. They're taking their time here. It's going to be a bunch formation on the near side. Two wideouts on the near sideline. You've also got a bunch formation on the far side. Ward, the lone tailback, in the backfield. 8:53. Ward up the middle, making a couple of men miss as Ward is down to 15. As Ward tackled for about a gain of 13 there. And the Hillmen defense starting to get worn down by Ward here. Braylon Ward reenacting the first game. They go back to Ward up the middle as Ward is tackled by De Silva at the 10-yard line. They're going to give him about 3 or 4. It's going to be second and a couple here for 12 Bridges. The ball is officially marked at the 11-yard line. Gage Etsy was in there. Atkinson was in there as well. 12 Bridges moving the ball at ease. They're going to call it 2nd and 7 now with 8:12 to play. Flaherty to Ward again. Bounce it out to the outside. Ward is tackled by Abs, and coming back in is Kelly. So Abs gets the lower body. Kelly hits him up top. 3rd and 7 coming up here. And again, you wonder with the way the wind is blowing, if 12 Bridges does not get this first down, will they kick the field goal? Or will they go for it? 3rd and 4 now. Gain of officially 3 there on 2nd down. Ball at the 8-yard line. 12 Bridges got to get it to the 4. Flaherty to Ward. Ward is going to dive forward, and he is going to be down at the 1-yard line. And so it's a gain of 7. And it's going to be 1st and goal from the Hillmen 1-yard line. 7:23 to play. And the Hillmen now have their backs right at the wall on 1st and goal from their own 1-yard line. 7:12 to play. Under center goes Flaherty. And the ball is fumbled. It's fumbled. Who has it? Do the Hillmen have it? The Hillmen say they have it. They do. The Hillmen have recovered the fumble at their own 1-yard line.
Did not see who came away with the football. It may have been Azzarello.
Merrick Azzarello is pointing to himself saying he had it. It doesn't matter who had it because the Hillmen have recovered the ball at their own 1-yard line. So Sean Jones fumbling inside the 20 for the Hillmen, and now the Hillmen getting it back and recovering the fumble at their own 1-yard line. But now you have got to be able to get out of harm's way and avoid the safety. So now the Hillmen will try to go 99 yards. The Hillmen start the ball at their own 1-yard line with 7:04 to play in the second quarter. Ryan Miller under center. They're going to hand it off to Baylor, and Baylor's not going to get anywhere close. It's a safety. A huge safety, and 12 Bridges is up 2-0 just like that. 12 Bridges jump the snap. And Wiley got the pressure and got the tackle on Baylor. It is 2-0, Raging Rhinos with 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. And the Hillmen now will have to not only take the 2 points, but they will have to punt the ball. The Hillmen unable to get any penetration up front, and as a result of that, 12 Bridges broke through, and the Hillmen are down 2-0 with 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your Auburn Trophy needs. Go to Auburn Trophies and the Auburn Trophy Auto Mall. And, of course, by the Mel's Diner. The Mel's Diner for all your eats and food needs. Go to the Mel's Diner located near Highway 80. 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. And the Hillmen now down 2-0 will punt the football away to 12 Bridges. And you got to kick this ball from your own 20-yard line in horrible conditions. 2-0, 12 Bridges after the safety in the end zone for the Rhinos, as Baylor Kelly has not had his best game to start this contest. They're going to need Baylor if they're going to pull off this W for sure. A lot of football left to be played, though, as the ball will fall off the tee. And that just shows you how much the wind is a factor in this contest. So now the Hillmen are forced to hold the ball down like it's a field goal in order to kick it. So Andrew Marcus going to kick this ball away. It's a pretty decent kick, and it's around the 43-yard line. The Rhinos taking it now. Rapa has it, and Rapa is tackled at around the 50-yard line. So a 6:55 to play. The Rhinos, within two plays, have the football back with 6:55 to play in the first half, as the Hillmen now down 2 points, desperately need to keep this a one-possession game and looking to get off the field here. 2-0 with 6:55 to play, as the Hillmen now trying their best to get some penetration on defense. They were unable to do it as Ward and Rapa ran roughshod on him. Ball is placed officially at the Hillmen 49. So here comes Connor Flaherty and the 12 Bridges offense once again. Shotgun for Flaherty, one tailback in the backfield, bunch formation. They're going to send a man in motion, play action. No, it's a handoff as Ward has it, and he's tackled at around the 48. It's actually Wenger who made the carry there for the 12 Bridges Raging Rhinos. Kelly making the tackle after being pulled and tackled in the backfield in the end zone for the safety. 2-0. Gain of 2 for Wenger on the first down run. 2nd and 8 from the Hillmen 47 with 6:30 to play. Again, both teams have all three of their timeouts remaining. Flaherty in the gun. One tailback in the backfield. Going to send Rodriguez in motion. Play action. Flaherty, pressure coming, looking, now going to dart out of the pocket near side, out across the 40, and Flaherty comes back inside the field. He thought about going out of bounds. He gets the first down and then some as Flaherty is tackled at the 35, as Flaherty gets about 12, maybe even, or 11, maybe 12 there. 6:05 to play. And so the referee's holding the football for the time being as 5:58 to play. The ball officially marked at the 12 or the Hillmen 36-yard line. 1st and 10 now. 5:50 remaining in the second quarter. Flaherty back to pass. Now going to throw it. Pressure coming and the pass is dropped on 1st and 10. And it was intended for Gavin Rapa, correct, as with 5:43 to play, it's 2nd and 10 now from the Hillmen 36. And so Connor Flaherty, you don't know if that passed a little too high because of the wetness of the football. You have to wonder every time one of these guys, whether it's Ryan Miller or Flaherty, drop back to pass, if the ball and the thought of slipping crosses their mind. Shotgun formation, 5:43, 2nd and 10. They fake the pitch. Flaherty going to go downfield. He's got a man, and it's caught in the end zone by Rodriguez for the touchdown. 8-0. 12 Bridges, and it is just like that, 8-0, 12 Bridges, with 5:36 to play, as the Hillmen are down 8-0, and a PAT will make this a 9-0 ball game and make it a two-score possession, as Rodriguez on the play action from Flaherty in the end zone. 5:36 left, the Hillmen down 8-0, and by the looks of it, 12 Bridges is going to kick the extra PAT. You wondered if they were going to do it. So Frontiera set, snap good, hold good, kick is up, and it is good. So the play action for 36 yards in the end zone makes it 9-0. And with 5:36 to play, the Hillmen down 9-0. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your Auburn trophy needs in the Auburn Valley. Go to Auburn Trophies and buy the Mills Diner. 9-0 with 5:36 remaining in the second quarter, as the Hillmen down 9-0 are going to have to figure out a way to put some points on the board. You do not want to run the risk with still 5 minutes remaining of going 3 and out or coming away with nothing here. So a 9-0 deficit for your Hillmen, and with 5:36 to play, they have got to come away with some points here in order to stay in pace and stride with the 12 Bridges Raging Rhinos. Frontiera boots this one near the back of the end zone as Sean Jones will watch this one sail over his head. And with 5:36 to play, the Hillmen down 9-0 desperately need to get points on the board here. As the ball now at the Hillman 20-yard line to start this drive. And the Hillman have had big plays, but every time they've gotten deep into 12 Bridges territory, it's always been something. They had a fumble inside the 20, uncharacteristic fumble by Sean Jones. And so here come the Hillman. Empty set, Ryan Miller. Going to give it off. This is Lopez, and that's actually going to be up the middle, and it's going to be courtesy of Sean Jones. Or actually, so Jones gets about two, maybe even three. Second and seven coming up here from the Hillman 23. 5:15 to play. The Hillman have all three timeouts remaining. So with 5:10 to play, the Hillman trying to move quickly here to potentially get a touchdown and get a stop on defense. Ryan Miller under center again on second and seven. They go up the middle, and there is nowhere to go there for Baylor Kelly. So, or the Hillman now faced with a critical third and eight here, as getting that run with Sean Jones, actually. Excuse me. So Sean Jones up the middle makes it third and six. They're actually going to come a gain of one there, so it's at the 24-yard line. 4:35 remaining. The Hillman have got to get to their own 31. And now they're going to give it to Baylor Kelly on the end around. I don't think Baylor's going to get it, and he's not, as he's knocked back in the backfield as Kelly is nailed out of bounds on the near side. You could have said helmet-to-helmet contact potentially on that, but now it is going to be fourth and long, and the Hillman might have to punt this ball away, and I think they are, as Andrew Marcus on the field to punt this thing away with 4:12 to play, and not what the Hillman needed in this contest. They desperately needed points. Instead, they come away with a three and out. Under 4 minutes by the time this ball is punted, as the ball now is at the Hillman 20-yard line. The Hillman got to punt this ball away. There's no one back deep for 12 Bridges to receive this punt. So here we go now as Andrew Marcus, good snap. It's going to be a mid-range punt. It gets a friendly Hillman bounce. It gets to the 50-yard line right at midfield with 3:35. It was a mid-flight kick. It didn't go too high and get affected by the wind. And as a result of that, the Hillman down 9-0 have pushed 12 Bridges back to the 50-yard line, and they desperately need to get a stop here as the Hillman now down 9-0 with 3:35 to play in this contest in the second quarter. And so with that amount of time, 12 Bridges, all three timeouts remaining, 9-0 advantage at their disposal. Flaherty in the gun, going to hand it off the middle. It's a big run up the middle as Ward is tripped up. Jesse is about to break it to the 35 of the Hillman. They're going to officially mark this ball at the 35. Gain of 15 officially. First and 10. They're going to go screen pass to the far side, and the pass is dropped as Connor Flaherty has officially gone to the glove on the right hand. Second and 10 coming up as Rappa could not haul in the screen pass with 3:22 to play. So Flaherty has opted for the glove. The rain officially coming back into play. It subsided in the first quarter. Now it's back here late in the second. Second and 10. Up the middle, it's Ward who gets a big gain there. He's just shy of the first down as Ward is out near the 30-yard line of Placer. Going to be a huge third down play here as the ball is going to be marked at the 6-yard gain, but the ball is going to be marked at the 29. So they've got to get the ball now to the 25 here on third and four. And now we're going to get a flag, and it's going to be a false start on 12 Bridges. So the Hillman catching a big break there as third and four becomes third and nine as the ball is moved back to the 34-yard line. And so the Hillman, just when you thought nothing could go right for them, they get a big break there as it is now third and nine from the Placer 34. And again, 12 Bridges having to get to the Hillman 25. to move the stains here, the chains here, as Chris Beam not wasting any timeouts so far with 2:30 to play. It looks like, by the looks of it, Chris Beam was going to chip down some time on this clock. He will. 2:23 to play. And with 2:23 left in the first half, a huge 3rd and 9 coming up. We're going to step away for a 30-second break here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Your Hillman down 9-0 in the semifinal of the D4 Sac Joaquin section game.
Wow, 2023 saw home insurance soar out of control, forcing many people to actually contemplate selling their home. Brandon Harris here to say it's not all doom and gloom. At Homer Insurance, you'll talk to real insurance experts that have real solutions. We work with dozens of real estate companies helping their agents solve problems every day. If you think you're paying too much, give us a crack and call Homer Insurance today at 916-339-7070. 916-339-7070.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
A huge 3rd and 9 play now from the Hillman 35 with 2:23 remaining in the first half. And the Hillman have got to get off the field. Flaherty in the gun, bunch formation, going to send one man in motion. They're going to go up to the side is Ward, who breaks it, and Ward is going to get the first down, have more. He's out across the 10, and he's inside the 10-yard line. A back-breaking run there for Braylon Ward, who gets it down inside the 10-yard line, and that could not have gone any worse for the Placer Hillman. Down 9-0 with 2:09 to play. It's going to be first and goal from the Hillman 7-yard line after Braylon Ward's big run of 28. And with 2 minutes to go, the Hillman down 9-0, staring down 16 or even 15-0 right down the barrel of the gun here. 1:50 to play. Flaherty, shotgun formation. Up the middle, this is Ward, who will walk in for the touchdown. And with 1:42 to play, the Rhinos have made it a 15-0 ball game. And so Ward from 9 yards out gets it, and it is 15-0 as the Hillmen are down officially 15 and potentially 16 with 1:42 to play pending this PAT. And a big run, big two runs there by Ward to first get the first down from 35 yards out. And then to get the touchdown, and the PAT is blocked as the Hillmen have blocked the PAT, and that is a huge, huge block there. It looks like Azzarello blocked it, and that is going to be a huge block for a PAT, because if the Hillmen are somehow able to put some points on the board, all they would need is a touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie this game up. So 15-0 with 1:42 remaining in the first half as the Hillmen now down 2 scores officially, needing to get some points. The good news is, though, they get the ball back with 1:42 remaining here in the first half, and they have all three of their timeouts remaining. So the game far from over, as Joey Montoya on the far sideline telling his guys, come on here, we got to play with some energy. We have got to find a way to get this done. 15-0. The Hillmen are down with 1:42 to play in the first half remaining. The Hillmen have all three timeouts. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies. This kickoff is going to go right down the middle. It's going to be returned by Baylor Kelly, who drops in the end zone, and then Baylor will just make it a touchback there with 1:41 to play as Baylor Kelly fields the ball in the end zone for the touchback, and the Hillmen now are going to be at their own 20. They got to go 80 yards to put some points on the board with three timeouts remaining. So the other caveat to this is that the Hillmen do not get the ball to start the second half, which they're accustomed to. Ryan Miller under center. Play action. A run up the middle. It's Sean Jones, who inflicts a little bit as Sean Jones is out across the 30, and Sean Jones is at the 35. A big run there for Sean Jones. He's officially marked down at the Hillmen. It looks to be 37 or 38-yard line, officially a gain of 17. First and 10 coming up with 1:28 to go. And so the Hillmen, a great start on this last drive of the first half, moving the ball at will here. Under center, Ryan Miller. Play action. Ryan back to pass. Throws it deep. He's got Baylor. It's caught the 40. Makes one man miss. 35-30. 25-20. Baylor still going. Cuts it inside. Baylor is going to score. Touchdown, Placer Hillman. And Baylor Kelly, a huge touchdown of 63 yards on the deep bomb by Ryan. And we are in business. 15-6. And so the Hillmen now with a huge dilemma. Do they go for two or do they take the potential PAT? Andrew Marcus has been lights out in recent weeks, and they are going to kick it. So Andrew is going to kick this with 1:08 to play. A huge play there by Baylor to make it a 9-point game. So here comes Andrew Marcus for the PAT, and it is a big one. Here we go. Snap good. Hold good. Kick is down. It is good. Andrew knocks it home. It's 15-7. We get a big, big touchdown there as Baylor Kelly, who has been quiet for your Hillman all night, finally gets through. And so the Hillman now down 8 points with 1:08 to play. And here's the other caveat. The Hillman did not use any of their three remaining timeouts. They have all their timeouts remaining. So if you are somehow able to get a stop on defense, this makes it even bigger as the Hillman down only 8 points after a 63-yard bomb from Ryan Miller to Baylor Kelly. And Baylor earning his stripes there as he cut it inside, making two men miss. 1:08 to play. The Hillman kicking it right back to 12 Bridges. And what a game this has been so far. Not a lot of scoring the way people thought, but a close one neck and neck. This is a kick that's going to be fielded at the 25. 12 Bridges receiving the ball far side. They're still doing. They cut back to the 32-yard line. So with 1:04 to play, Flaherty and 12 Bridges come back out on the field. And that touchdown has given the Hillman new life. And what a game this has turned out to be as our Hillman only down 8 with 1:04 to play after a huge 63-yard touchdown pass and throw. Throw and catch, I should say. Excuse me. From Ryan to Baylor with 1:04 remaining. The Hillman now looking to get off the field and getting another touchdown potentially. So Ryan Miller, who has been lights out in the second half of the season with a huge throw in the rain and into the wind. 1:04 to play. Ball starts at the 32. Flaherty now going to hand it off last minute. It's Ward, and Ward is sandwiched by Ivan Da Silva. And with 57 seconds, it looks like Joey Montoya not using any of those timeouts. 50 seconds remaining, and it looks like you have to think that Bean and company are not going to run the risk of turning the ball over. They're just going to let this clock melt. 40 seconds remaining in the first half, 2nd and 9 from the 12 Bridge of 31 as Flaherty now in the gun on 2nd and 9. Up the middle. Ward again. Ward has got a gain of about maybe 6. And so now it's going to be 3rd and short with 23 seconds. And maybe, just maybe, there's going to be a deep ball unleashed. But 12 Bridges is going to have one last snap. They're going to go to Ward. And Ward breaks free. And Ward's still going. And Baylor just saved a touchdown with 5 seconds remaining. And now Bean's going to take a timeout as Ward got through the outside with 4 seconds. He was almost to the house. That would have been a back-breaking play there for the Hillmen as Baylor Kelly, who just had the touchdown, saved a touchdown tackle as Braylon Ward was gearing up. Now we're going to get a referee. Now we're going to get a referee meeting at the midfield. And it looks like it's going to be a penalty, and it's going to be a potential holding, and it is going to be a holding call on 12 Bridges. So even if there was a touchdown, it wouldn't have mattered. And you have to think now that Chris Breen is going to let the first half melt the remaining 4 seconds of this first half away. For the Hillman, a big break there, rain or shine. The irony, raining, no shine. But the Hillman down 8 with 4 seconds remaining. And now they're going to run the clock, and that will do it. That is the end of the first half. The Hillman finally on the board. They are down 8. 12 Bridges will get the ball back to start the second half. We're going to take a commercial or a halftime break. When we come back, Kenyor Hillman down 8 to 12 Bridges pull off the comeback for the victory. We will find out here in the D4 Sac Joaquin section semifinal from 12 Bridges, the score at halftime, the Raging Rhinos 15, your Hillman 7 here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For classic American food in a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn. A proud supporter of Placer High Athletics. Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K.
For over 30 years, Sunrise Natural Foods has been dedicated to helping our community find the best supplements and health foods for a vibrant, healthy lifestyle. Our expert buyers and product consultants carefully select top-quality, science-backed nutritional products to ensure you're putting the best ingredients in your body. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
Strictly Tayanda's on Stadium Way, just behind Placer High, is committed to providing their customers with excellent service, period. Now, they understand that automotive maintenance and repair is neither convenient nor fun. They value their customers and always put them first, listening to problems and helping find solutions. In addition to Toyotas and Hondas, Strictly Tayanda's also services Subaru, Nissan, and Infiniti, as well as all other domestic vehicles. Stop in at Strictly Tayanda's at 135 Stadium Way in Auburn or call them at 887-0808. Strictly Tayanda's.
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products. Farmers Brand and Purina Feed, quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup Riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the salt lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
Colorectal cancer patients hear a million things when they are diagnosed.
At least it's a good cancer.
You're strong. You got this,
just
girl.
Just stay positive.
You don't look sick.
My dad had cancer.
You know, I saw a juice cleanse.
I'm so sorry.
Everything will be fine.
You'll beat this. You're tough.
What are you going to do now?
And then there's what they really need to hear.
The Colorectal Cancer Alliance are survivors and caregivers who have lived what you are going through.
Did you know that the Alliance has access to clinical trials, screening navigation, and treatment options?
The BRDDI program helped me understand things in a way my doctors couldn't.
We are the largest nonprofit dedicated to ending colon and rectal cancers.
The Alliance is a guide along your path with cancer.
There is real hope.
Everyone over 45 needs to get screened. Everyone.
Learn about preventive screening and find support at colorectalcancer.org. Go to the Alliance. Go to colorectalcancer.org.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Calling all big thinkers. The world's climate is changing. These aren't new facts. But it means we must think in new ways about how we can live, prosper, and provide energy for our world while protecting our planet. Engineers are answering the call to create cleaner, safer, reliable energy. Solar power, harnessing the power of the sun to light all corners of the globe. Wind power, channeling a simple breeze to bring electricity to our homes. Hydropower, using the natural flow of water to generate electricity. Nuclear power, engineering advanced reactors that are safer, more reliable, and produce zero carbon emissions. Engineers are leading the way and empowering the next generation. Engineers answer the call. Brought to you by the National Academy of Engineering. Learn more at nae.edu.
The Native community is big for me. Makes me feel good to pass on our Arapaho traditions. My kids love going up to the Sundance. I like to tell people the Sundance is about family. It's about the tribe. It's not just about the dancer. It's kind of like life. As a Sundancer, I'm just one spoke in the wheel. I need my family there. I need my role models. I need my people there, especially my children. You know, coming in that door, my family is ready to see me and they believe in me. Before, I'd never seen that from my people. But now when I walk in that door and I see those smiling faces and they're happy to see me, that's special. With my four kids, all I ask for them in Arapaho ways is health and happiness. Nothing more, nothing less.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Day one, diagnosis day. The hardest day. The day you hear,
"I'm sorry, this is a type of blood cancer."
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, We are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
We are here for you. We exist for everyone fighting leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and other types of blood cancer.
LLS provided immediate financial support that helped me keep my business going through treatment.
Day 5,840 and counting, and I'm still in remission.
To learn more and get help on day 1, day 2, day 983, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572. That's LLS.org, 1-800-955-4572.
As a veteran, you get a lot of advice. But wisdom's harder to come by. A lot of people imagine themselves in our shoes without understanding the weight on our shoulders. The truth is, few can understand the pressure of finding your own way after serving in the military. But few isn't none. You've got support. You can't control the chaos, but you can chart your way through it. Steady yourself. Take a breath. You're not alone. Learn more at maketheconnection.net.
A dog? I'm not. I was born for a purpose, to bring you hope, to guide you out of darkness, to stand by you as you rediscover life. When past battles cloud your mind, I push them away. You tell me I'm your hero, just as you are mine. You hold me when you're afraid. Whisper that I saved you. With me by your side, no challenge is too great. No night too dark. I'm your guide, your companion, your friend, your light. A dog? I'm not. With me, you see the world again.
Discover hope at Dogs, Inc. Visit us at dogsinc.org to learn more.
Every day, we fight to preserve magnificent places and wildlife. We are Earth Justice, a national legal nonprofit fighting for your right to a healthy environment. Every day, we fight to advance clean energy. We are Earth Justice, 135 plus lawyers representing clients free of charge. Every day, we fight to combat climate change. We are Earth Justice, and we're here because, now more than ever, the Earth needs a good lawyer. Earth Justice uses the power of law to ensure our planet and its inhabitants have a future. No one fights more cases on the environment than Earth Justice. And we win almost every time. Because when we win, the air and water are cleaner, food systems are safer, and public lands are preserved. And we win because these are fights we cannot lose. Want to join us in this fight? The time is now. Go to earthjustice.org today. That's earthjustice.org.
You look nice. How was work?
Well, it was fourth period civics.
The kids were giving me the third degree. Was a UFO seen hovering over Washington, D.C.? Was a fisherman attacked by a 320-pound shrimp? They'd been bitten by the fake news bug, all right? And it was holding on like a driver's ed student to a steering wheel. How was I gonna get a bunch of wide-eyed kids to wise up about what they see on the internet? Then it hit me, like a dodgeball on field day. The name of the game was News Snoops. Each student got an article and 2 minutes to decide if it was credible or a fake. They were able to use fact-checking sites to get the cold, hard truth. Now the little hotshots are even teaching their gullible grannies a thing or two about phony news. But how was your day?
Pretty good. I got a new title today. Office Birthday Party Planner.
Oh, fun.
Teachers just have better work stories. If you want a creative, collaborative job worth talking about, head to teach.org. Brought to you by teach.org.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
CT, MRI, and other radiology exams may cause anxiety and even fear if you don't know what to expect. Visit radiologyinfo.org. You'll find easy-to-understand, up-to-date information on more than 260 radiology procedures, exams, and disease descriptions. Radiologyinfo.org also offers patient safety information, medical images, and videos of radiologists describing how to prepare and what to expect. There's even a section for children called Rad Info for Kids. Radiologyinfo.org is free and does not require registration and is available in English and Spanish. Best of all, radiologyinfo.org is continually reviewed by medical experts to ensure that it's accurate and up to date. Visit radiologyinfo.org today. Produced by the Radiological Society of North America and the American College of Radiology.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHI Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back. Halftime almost ended here in the D4 Stack Joaquin section semifinal match between number one seed 12 Bridges and number four seed York Placer Hillman. Keith Joganatis here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. It was a first half that was a back-and-forth battle filled with points, 22 combined. What many thought one team could potentially have if the weather held up, which it did not, but 22 combined points is all that separates a 15-7 margin as 12 Bridges at home, a perfect 11-0, looking to win number 12 on the year and advance the section championship. Your Hillman down 8 points. It looked like your Hillman were maybe a little bit deflated, and that was after a Sean Jones fumble, followed by a fumble recovery that resulted in the next play a safety and then 7 points. Obviously, 12 Bridges would then score again to make it 15-0. The PAT was blocked. Your Hillman, desperate for points, found some with a minute and 4 seconds remaining in the first half after Baylor Kelly went 67 yards off the Ryan Miller pitch and catch to make it 15-7 after Andrew Marcus was able to knock home the extra PAT. And so now the Hillman, who do not get the ball to start the first half, are going to try to do something that nobody has done all year against 12 Bridges, and that is win after trailing. Not just win, but win after trailing in the first half. And if there was ever a team that could be capable of achieving such a feat, it was definitely your Hillman, and it is definitely your Hillman, who will now down 8, look to come back on defense to start this game, get the ball back, and score to potentially, with a touchdown and 2-point conversion, tie this thing up at 15-all. We are about 30 seconds away here from the second half starting. Your Hillman, all that separates them from either moving on to the section championship or going home to end the year, is 24 minutes of football, and it could be the last 24 that your Hillman play this season, or it could be the start of a great ride. We will wait and find out. We'll go to one more commercial break for about 30 seconds. When we come back, your Hillman look to, actually, you know what, we're going to stay on the field as your Hillman go to the sideline now as 12 Bridges comes on the field. So the second half is going to start right off the get-go here. So the Hillman now down 8, punting or kicking the ball off to start the second half. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, for all your Auburn Trophy needs, go to Auburn Trophies. So the Hillman, who have scored at least 20 points or more this season, held to just 7. The conditions played a big factor in that, just like the conditions that played a big factor in 12 Bridges, who came in averaging over 300 yards per game this season, limited to just 15 on their own. So the Hillman now just trying to get the ball back. They will kick the ball off. 12 minutes remaining in the third quarter as we're set to start this one up. 24 minutes remaining on the season, potentially. And the Hillmen not ready to see this ride end. Can they pull off the comeback as Andrew Marcus is set to kick this ball off to start the second half? And here we go as it is a squib kick. It goes right to 12 Bridges at their 46. So Andrew Marcus with a squib kick or an onside kick, maybe. I don't know if you could define that as an onside kick. It was squibbed right to the front line of the 12 Bridges special teams. And so now this football will start at the 47-yard line of 12 Bridges. 11:59 to play in the third as here we go. Can the Hillmen start off this second half with a big turnover on downs or force a three and out? Connor Flaherty in the shotgun, one tailback in the backfield. They will run it right up the middle. It's a big run off the first play as Ward is going to be tackled at around the Hillmen 30. And so Ward right off the get-go gets about 20 yards with 11:52 to play in the third. A big run there for Ward. They're going to spot Ward at the 31, maybe 32. So now it's a 21-yard gain officially for Ward. First and 10, they go to Ward again up the middle. Ward breaking tackles, still going. He has finally stood up at around the 25. It's a gain of around 8 or 9 on first and 10. As the ball now is spotted at what looks to be, as we wipe off the window here to see where everything's at, as the ball now is spotted at around the 23. Up the middle. Now Flaherty's going to fake it. He's going to run it. He's all by himself, and Flaherty will walk in for the touchdown. Touchdown just like that for 12 Bridges to make it 21-7. A 23-yard run for Connor Flaherty, and just like that, your Hillmen are down two scores once again. 21-7. And that is a huge play there for 12 Bridges, up 14 now with 11:15 to play in the third quarter. Last PAT blocked by Placer. This one will not be blocked as Frontier gets this one to go. It is 22-7 officially with 11:15 to play in the third. 12 Bridges, all they need is three plays. And they are up 15 once again, 22-7. And so for the Hillmen, that was not what they had in mind. 11:15 to play in the third. They're down 15 once again. All it took was 12 Bridges, three plays on the opening drive to go down the field and make it a 15-point game. So the Hillmen now get the ball on offense for the first time in the third quarter. And in the second half, Frontiera back to kick this one off. It is going to be a great kick inside the 10, and Sean Jones will let this sail into the end zone. And so with 11:14 to play here in the third, the Hillmen now start their first drive of the second half at their own 20.
11:14 left here in the third. Once again, 12 Bridges getting that drive done in just three plays.
So here comes Ryan Miller in the offense. The last time they were on the field, they hit Baylor Kelly for a 63-yard touchdown run off the catch on the pass by Ryan Miller with 11:14 to go. The Hillmen now desperately in need of some points to continue to make this a one-score game. Under center goes Ryan, two tailbacks. It's going to be a run. They're going to give it to Lopez. They're actually going to go to Baylor Kelly, and Kelly is smushed in the backfield. He might have lost two, definitely lost one right there. They actually gave it to Sean Jones as Sean was smushed in the backfield. It'll be second and 11, officially a loss of one there by Sean Jones. And the ball now at the Hillmen 19-yard line. 10:48 to play in the third. Second and 11 with 10:42 to play. Ryan Miller under center, one tailback in the backfield. Play action, Ryan going downfield. He's got a man. It is incomplete. Out of the hands of Kiefer Abs at the Hillmen 40, and now it's a huge third and 11 coming up. And so the Hillmen now with 10:31 to play in the third, right off the get-go, down 15. You are going to have to make some big plays here. Ball at the Hillmen 19. They've got to get it to their own 30 to move the sticks. And this might be one of the bigger plays of the game. Obviously down 15. Third and a long 11 against this rock-solid 12 Bridges defense as the Hillmen are trying to keep that ball moving with 10:31 to play here in the third. Ryan Miller under center. One wide out to the near side. Play action. Going to dart out of the pocket. Pressure coming. Throws it downfield. Incomplete. Intended for Azzarello, who ran the what looks to be maybe the wrong route, and now it's going to bring up 4th and 11, so the Hillmen have to punt it right back to the Rhinos, and that is not the way you wanted the second half to start if you were the Placer Hillmen.
So now, if you're 12 Bridges, you're in a position where you'll be getting the ball back likely somewhere around maybe the 40-ish yard line.
So here come the Hillmen now, 4th and 11. Actually, we're going to get a flag. We're going to get a flag on the field. And as a result of that, it's going to be a holding. And as a result of that,
well, it looked like the White Hat signaled first down, but they have not moved the chain.
It's a first and 10 on the scoreboard. We still have not heard any word now as Ryan Miller is on the field. It is going to be third down. So we're going to replay third down. Third down here. And now we're going to get a whistle because the scoreboard is not in tune with the downs marker. It was fourth down.
And actually, no, they're going to go ahead and give another penalty here. This
and now we're going to get another penalty, and this time it's on Hillmen. So it was fourth and it was third and 11. There was a hold for 10 yards, which made it third and 1. And then the Hillmen got a penalty to make it third and 6. So they got 10 yards, and then they lost 5 yards. So third and 6 for the Hillmen now from their own 29. Got to get it to the 35. Ryan Miller, they give it to Baylor. Baylor has it. Baylor Kelly's got open space. Did he get the first down? And it looks like he did. And Baylor Kelly will get the first down. A huge run for BK as the Hillmen convert on third down. So it's first and 10 as Baylor Kelly now has the ball, courtesy of his run for the Hillmen, to the Placer 31. So a weird chain of events there. Third and 11 turns into a holding call for 10 yards to make it third and 1. The Hillmen get a false start to make it third and 6. And then Baylor Kelly on the end around gets the first down. 10-10 to play on the dot. First and 10 from the Placer 31. Under center Ryan Miller back to pass. Now we're going to get another penalty. And it's going to be a false start on the Hillmen. Makes it first and 15. They go back to their own 26. And the Hillmen continue to be marred by penalties here with 10:08 to play. Every time they get a little bit of traction, it just seems like either a penalty pushes them back or a turnover. They've already had one turnover inside the 20 on the Sean Jones fumble. And numerous penalties, over 5 now in the biggest game of the season. First and 15 from the Hillmen 26. Ryan Miller under center. Going to go to Lopez, Alex Lopez, who is stopped in the backfield. So Alex Lopez stopped in the backfield. It's going to be second and 15. They're actually going to give him a loss of 1 there. So he goes back to the 26, second and 16 there. As Lipko got the tackle there. They're actually getting him a loss of 3, so it's 2nd and 18 now for the Hillmen. Ball marked at their own 26, or 24, excuse me. Ryan Miller, back to pass, pressure coming. Tries to step up, and Ryan Miller is going to be sacked in the backfield. 3rd and 18 just became 3rd and much longer as Ryan Miller was looking for somebody. He couldn't find anybody. With 9 minutes to go, the Hillmen once again are faced with a third and way long. 8:55 to play. The Hillmen now.
It's going to be third and a mile for Placer.
As the Hillmen now are backed up to third and 24. It's a loss of 6 on the sack by 12 Bridges. The Hillmen got to get to their own 41. Play action, Miller. Go looking downfield, now going to run, and he's going to get sacked at around the 24. So a gain of about two there by Ryan Miller with 8:27 to play in the third, but not even close enough to what needed to be for a third down. And the Hillmen will have to punt on fourth and way long. So kudos to Ryan. He tried to run up the middle, but there was no one there. So the Hillmen now are going to punt this ball away with 8:04 to play. It's a high snap. Andrew gets it finally. And now we're going to get a whistle. It's going to get a whistle. We're going to wait to see what this is about. And it's going to be another false start on the Hillmen. And you talk about from going to bad to worse. It is now 4th and 29 as the Hillmen are now going to have to punt this ball backed up deep at their own 13-yard line. And it goes from way bad to way, way worse for the Placer Hillmen, who now will kick this from their own 13 with 7:55 to go. 12 Bridges has no one back deep for the 12 Bridges Rhinos. As Marcus has the punt blocked. The punt is blocked, and the Rhinos are going to take over inside the Hillmen 5, and that might be a back-breaking play right there. And it looks like it was Brody Faddis who came away with a block, and nonetheless, the Hillmen now are in dire straits as the ball is now inside the 5-yard line. The Hillmen down 15. With 7:51 to play in the third quarter. And so now if you're the Placer Hillmen, you're down 15 with 7:51 to play in the third. As the Hillmen now, with their backs to the wall, potentially down 22 or even 23. Flaherty in the gun on first and goal from the Hillmen 3. They go up the middle and into the end zone are 12 Bridges as Ward will walk in for the touchdown. 28-7. 12 Bridges up 21 now officially. And the Hillmen now in dire straits. 7:47 to play. And the team that averaged 30 points or more coming into this contest limited to only 7 here in the third quarter.
Ward up to 34 total touchdowns on the season.
As Frontiera back to return or to kick the extra PAT, snap a little high. It is finally good, 29-7. And so the 12 Bridges Rhinos up 22 points now with 7:47 to go in the third. We're going to take a 30-second commercial break. Your Hillmen trying to fight to stay alive, down 22 in the semifinal on KI Radio 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillmen supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 KHI.
The second touchdown of Braden Ward has made it a 22-point lead for the Hillmen as Kiefer Abbs caught the football for a moment on the kickoff. As Kiefer Abbs brought down inside the 20-yard line, the Hillmen, Kiefer Abbs, who has great hands on this team, had the ball popped free for a second. He was able to recover it around the 15-yard line. So the Hillmen now down 22, and you're going to have to now be in a position where you score the remainder of the game the way 12 Bridges has been on offense all night. 12 Bridges with a 22-point lead with 7:37 remaining in the third. The Hillmen wing T, first and 10. Ryan Miller under center, going to hand it off to Baylor Kelly. And Baylor might have got maybe one there. Now we're going to get a flag. And it might be on Connor Atkinson, number 53. And the Hillmen might have just been shooting themselves in the foot again. And this time it's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct. Connor Atkinson, number 53, got into a little bit of a dispute there. It is going to be a personal foul call on the Hillman. So it just goes from bad to worse for a team that had such high hopes coming into this contest. With 7:28 to go in the third, Hillman down 22. The refs are going to talk about it. It's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct, and it is going to be on the Hillman. So now the Hillman are going to be pushed inside their own 10-yard line. They're also going to lose the down, so it's second and way long for the Hillman, who now are backed up inside their own 10 with 7:28 to play in the third. And in a game like this, you cannot have those moments. A team that has been so well disciplined all year with 7:28 remaining in the third, down 22. It's going to be second and 19 now as Miller gives it up the middle. It's a big run up the middle. It looks like it'd be Santa Maria, number 24. And so Santa Maria gets his first carry of the night. William Santa Maria with 7:15 to play in the third. Moves the ball out across the 15-yard line. So the Hillman get about 10 right there. Third and long coming up now as it is now officially third and 9. Hillman got to get it to the 27. Play action. Miller, pressure coming, steps in the pocket, throws it. It is caught by Azzarello as Merrick Azzarello gets the first down to the Hillman 35. So Merrick Azzarello, a gain of 15, gets it on third down. It is now going to be first down for the Hillman as Merrick Azzarello, great job by Ryan there to evade the pocket and throw it over the middle. And with 6:41 to play here in the third, the Hillman have found new life for the time being as it is now first and 10. Ball is at the Hillman 34. Shotgun for Ryan Miller. Now they're going to go into under center on the wing tee. Ryan, play action again. Stutters, now going to go downfield. He's going for Kiefer Abs. It is intercepted. Intercepted at the 25-yard line as 12 Bridges has intercepted Ryan Miller. And 12 Bridges will take over now at their own 25. An interception by Ryan Miller with 6:13. He was looking for Kiefer Abs. And the Hillmen down 22 have given the ball up once again. The second turnover for the night for the Hillmen. 22-point lead and 12 Bridges with 6:13 remaining in the third, up 22. Shotgun formation. And now the Hillman got to come up with some big plays on defense. Up the middle to Ward. Ward's still going. Gets the first down out across the 35.
And you got to start, you got to sense the way this game is going. The 12 Bridges, it really feels like they've hit their stride.
And so 12 Bridges is now starting to pull away from the Hillman. Under 6 minutes to play in the third. Ball is now marked down at the Rhino 37. Flaherty, some confusion on the handoff. Now he's going to keep it and run out of bounds for a loss about three there. 5:45 in the third remaining.
And apologies, that was Jaden Cole with the interception on that.
So Cole credited with the interception there for 12 Bridges.
Yeah, I believe.
5:33 to play in the third. The Hillman down 22. Second and 12 now. Ball is at the Rhino 35. Shotgun for Flaherty. They go up the middle again. Ward has it. Makes one man miss. Out across the 50. 45, 40, 35, 30. Tackled at the 25. And so the Rhinos are inside the Hillman 30. And you got a sense that one more score right here might put this thing out of reach with 5:11 remaining in the third still.
7 yards or so on the play for Braden Ward, who is now up above 2,000 on the season.
5 minutes remaining in the third as the Hillman now in desperation mode down 22.
5 minutes left in the third. First and 10 Rhinos at the 23-yard line. Flaherty takes the snap.
Flaherty hands off to Ward, and Ward's still going. Gets about three there on the play with 4:42 remaining in the third. Hillman down 22. Still have all three of their timeouts, so you have to wonder if Joey's going to plan on using one of them here in the near future. You're down 22 points, 4:30 remaining in the third.
Looking for his fourth 200-yard
shotgun for Flaherty and company again on second and six. End around. Rappa gets nailed out of bounds. .417 to play in the third. It looks like Rappa might have got one or two there, so third down coming up. Ball is officially marked at the 16-yard line. 12 Bridge is going to have to get to the Hillman 10-yard line to move the sticks. Shotgun for Flaherty. Ward bounced it inside the trenches, and Ward has the first down. 4:09 to play in the third as Ward gets the first down. Twelve Bridges taking their time here with 4 minutes officially remaining in the third quarter. First and 10. Shotgun. Ward bounced it out to the outside, cuts it back in, and he is sandwiched by Da Silva and company. 3:48 to play in the third. They're going to give Kelly the tackle there. Second and six coming up. 3:37 remaining in the third. Ball at the 6-yard line here on second and six. 12 Bridges in the gun. Flaherty hands it up off the middle. It is going to be a toe almost there as Ward stopped at the 1-yard line. It looked like Ward was getting ready to go in. Third and one now. Ball at the 1-yard line. 12 Bridges looking to go in and put the what would look to be the icing on the cake here, going up four possessions and lock this game up. Shotgun for Flaherty and company, third and one.
Third and goal from the one for Flaherty. Flaherty takes the snap.
Up the middle. Now we're going to get a whistle before this play starts. And I think we're going to get a false start here on 12 Bridges, as it is now going to go to third and goal from the six with 2:40 to play in the third. And now we're going to get a running clock here. 2:33 to play. Third and goal from the Hillman 6-yard line. 12 Bridges looking to put the icing on the cake here. They go a play action. Flaherty rolls out in a bootleg. Going to run. Tries taking himself. Breaks through one tackle. And he's in the end zone. And they're going to say that Flaherty is in the end zone. He dropped the ball in the end zone, but nonetheless, it is a touchdown. And now we're going to get a flag. We're going to get a flag after this touchdown. We're going to wait to see what the flag is. It could be unsportsmanlike conduct. So the Hillman now down 28 points with 2:15 remaining in the third. So that penalty now enforced on the kickoff.
Frontiero will be on for the extra point to try to make this a 29-point game. And all of a sudden, you know, this game, after the first quarter, looking like it was going to be a low-scoring game back and forth, we're in a position now where we're nearly at a running clock. It's going to be a 29-point.
And so now it's going to be a 28-point game. 28-point lead, 35-7. 2:15 remaining in the third quarter. And once this clock gets to a 30-point advantage, it would be a running clock. But now it's going to be a 29-point lead, so we don't have a running clock just yet. Extra PAT is good as the 12 Bridges Raging Rhinos lead this 36-7.
We'll be back
We will take a one-minute commercial break. Your Hillman down 29 with 2:15 remaining in the third here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For classic American food in a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn, a proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 KHI.
Welcome back. Keith Joganatis, KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM, D4 section semifinal matchup. Your Hillman down 29 points, getting the ball back here, first and 10. Ryan Miller going to go deep. He's got a man. It is Azzarello at the 40, 35, and Azzarello tackled at the 31. As Merrick Azzarello gets 50 yards darn near on the pitch and catch throw on first and 10. So your Hillman are not quitting as they are now ball, have that football they do at the 12 Bridges 31 with 2 minutes to play in the third. So this game far from over, potentially, if the Hillman can score here fast. Ball officially at the Raging Rhino 31. They're going to go up the middle as Lopez, actually Santa Maria, breaks one tackle in the backfield. Now going to bust it out, and he will get back to the line of scrimmage. And it has just been a situation where the Hillmen have not been able to win the battle in the trenches. No gain on the run by Santa Maria. It is now second and 10, ball at the 30 with 1:28 to play in the third as the Hillmen just trying to find some way to score here. 1:20 to play, second and 10.
Second and 10 for Placer.
And it's going to be in the backfield as Santa Maria tackled for a loss there. And so Santa Maria stuffed in the backfield for a loss of four. Third and 14 coming up now with 1 minute to play in the third. And the Hillmen now on the verge of this season coming to an end. And maybe it's about to set in real quick here with just under a minute to play in the third. The Hillman still trying, still fighting hard. Down 29, third and long, third and 13. Ball is officially at the 35. They've got to get to the Raging Rhino 22. And now Joey Montoya is going to take his first time out of the second half. 36-7. Your Hillman down 29. We'll take a 30-second break here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHI Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back. 34 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. 36-7. 12 Bridges leading your Placer Hillman as the Raging Rhinos have played a flawless third quarter. And your Hillman down 29, third and 13 with two timeouts left in the second half. Ryan Miller, shotgun, play action. Going to go long. He's got a man, but it's intercepted, or actually dropped in the end zone, but it'll be 4th and 13. Pass was intended for Kiefer Abs. And with 27 seconds left, Hillman now, are they going to go for it on 4th and long, or are they going to try a field goal? And most likely they're going to have to go for here as Joey Montoya left with no choice, down 29 and 4th and 13 from the Raging Rhino 35.
Defensively, they did, but they were not able to get points on the board.
So 4th and 13. The Hillmen now pretty much with their backs against the wall here with 27 seconds remaining.
They've done so here tonight.
Here they go. 4th and 13. Hillmen desperately need a first down. Ryan Miller back to pass. Has time. Throws long. Looking for Kiefer Abs. It is incomplete. No flags on the field. Turnover on downs for 12 Bridges.
Good coverage there by the 12 Bridges secondary.
And with 19 seconds remaining in the third quarter, your Hillmen down 29. Only two timeouts left, and just a bad night all around for your Placer Hillmen. Nothing going the way they envisioned it tonight, and it's heartbreaking to say the least. To potentially, you don't want to count your chickens before they hatch, but potentially the season over, just to have it end like this. A very somber feeling on that sideline right across from us. 19 seconds remaining in the third. 12 Bridges in the gun. They're going to go up the middle. And it's a big run for Rappa, who is out across the 50, tackled at the Hillmen 45. First down, 11 seconds remaining. And it looked like for a minute that Rappa fumbled it and they got it right back in stride as he was running. That will do it for the third quarter. 12 minutes remaining in the season for your Hillmen. They're down 29 in the D4 section semifinal. We come back to Hillmen down 29 here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillmen Football on K.
For over 30 years, Sunrise Natural Foods has been dedicated to helping our community find the best supplements and health foods for a vibrant, healthy lifestyle. Our expert buyers and product consultants carefully select top-quality, science-backed nutritional products to ensure you're putting the best ingredients in your body. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. 11:55 remaining in the game as your Hillmen down 29. As the run up the middle, it'll be second and eight now after a gain of two on the first down carry. And, you know, you talk about potentially this is not being the way the Hillmen wanted the season to end as Flaherty hands it off again. Actually, Flaherty's going to keep it as Flaherty is out across the 35. Gain of about 13 there for Flaherty on the run with 11:32 to play in the first down. And you talk about this season, the Hillmen winning seven games or more. They're going to finish most likely 9-3 on the year. Nothing to hang your hat about with a season like this. As Flaherty in the gun on first and 10 from the Placer 30. Going to run it up the middle, and they are out across the 25 as the tackle made at the Hillmen 20-yard line with 11 minutes to play in the fourth. And obviously tonight has not gone the way that your Hillmen envisioned it. They were excited about the possibility of the rematch. They hung in there for a full half in the first half, but 12 Bridges, you got to give them credit. They played a great game. It's a run. Bouncing it to the outside is Rappa still going. And he's tackled inside the 15 with 10:33 to play. 8-yard gain there. First down. But it doesn't discredit the season that our Hillmen had. They finished 9-3. won a lot of great games by a lot of wide margins. It's just 12 Bridges. That is a great football team on the other side of the field. And you got to give them their just due. They're most likely going to be favored next week to win it all. And you got to give them their props. They have played a great game of football tonight. Played their arguably their best football the last 2 weeks when it has mattered the most. Under 10 minutes in the fourth. Flaherty in the gun. Up the middle, gives it a Ward. Ward inside the 10, tackled at the 5. Tackled around the 6. About a gain of 8 there, maybe, with under 10 minutes to play in the fourth, as 12 Bridges in no rush to hike this football. You're already up 29, and that shows you the class of Chris Bean and company to not run the score up. Ball is at the 5-yard line now on second and 2. Flaherty hands it off. It's Ward again, and Ward inching towards the end zone. Is he there? He might be about an inch short. First and goal nonetheless with 9:15 remaining in the fourth. So he just picks up 5 yards of carry. 9:08 remaining in the fourth as 12 Bridges does not want to run the score up, obviously.
9 minutes left in this contest.
So they're just trying to melt as much clock as possible. Flaherty in the gun on first and goal from the Hillman 1. Up the middle to Ward, who might be stopped short. Nope, they're going to give him a touchdown. And so 12 Bridges scores again to make it 42-7. The third touchdown for Ward tonight. The lead to 35 with 8:43 remaining in the fourth quarter.
No further than Braden Ward. He has dominated all season long. You've got to think he's got to pick up an opportunity.
And with 8:43 to play in the fourth, the Hillman down 35, and the contest all but decided as the rain comes pouring down. Frontiera's PAT is good. That'll make it 43-7. The Hillman down 36 in the semifinal. We will go to a commercial break. 1 minute break. Hillman down 36 here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Strictly Toyondas on Stadium Way, just behind Placer High, is committed to providing their customers with excellent service, period. They understand that automotive maintenance and repair is neither convenient nor fun. They value their customers and always put them first, listening to problems and helping find solutions. In addition to Toyotas and Hondas, Strictly Toyondas also services Subaru, Nissan, and Infiniti, as well as other domestic vehicles. Stop in at Strictly Toyondas at 135 Stadium Way in Auburn or call them at 887-0808. Strictly Toyondas.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. Keith Joganatis here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM, as your Hillman down 36, running clock officially because the score is over 30 points, the deficit is. And the Hillman just trying to finish this season on a high note. And in all honesty, with the outcome out of reach, you are trying to just show some fight and some heart as the Hillman will hand it off up the middle to Baylor Kelly. Some extracurriculars going on as the refs will break it up. Second down coming up here. Just a tough night for Baylor Kelly and Sean Jones, who had ran roughshod the entire year and just did not materialize the way they envisioned tonight. But you still have to finish the season out regardless you win or lose. And so you are finding the spirit and the heart of this team who continue to fight no matter what, the deficit or the distance as far as scoring. And now with 7:35,
job all season long.
The Hillman now at second and eight.
Definitely a tough way to end the season.
Ryan Miller under center. Now going to go up the middle, and they're not going to get anything on that play. And moving the pile still is Baylor, who's still fighting hard. And now third down coming up with 7:10 to play. And the Hillman now just trying to, like you mentioned, end this season on a high note. Down 36, the contest, without a doubt, out of reach. So now third and five from the Hillman 39. We're under 7 minutes, and this could be a time where Joey wants to give the seniors especially one last hurrah. Everyone's still out there. Ryan Miller goes under center on the wing tee. Up the middle, Baylor Kelly tackled at around their 41. Ball is loose, and 12 Bridges has recovered the ball. Another turnover on a night where miscues have just haunted the Hillman all night. They are going to rule it a fumble, and with 6:15 to play, it's just another turnover for the Hillman as Baylor Kelly with a fumble. 6:07 remaining in regulation. The Hillman down 36, and that just punctuates a frustrating night for the Hillman in the biggest game of the season with 5:52 remaining in the fourth. And you just feel awful for these young men who have given their heart and soul to this program. To have it end like this, it's never easy to lose in the postseason. But to lose like this, very, very tough. And your heart goes out to them. Connor Flaherty's still in. Shotgun on first and 10. Ball at the Hillman 47. They go up the middle running it. It's a run for close to a first down by Ward. About 8 or 9 yards there. 5:18 to play in the fourth. Santa Maria making the tackle there for the Hillman. 5:08 to play as the Hillman season coming to an end here at 12 Bridges. The second loss, under 5 minutes to play. Flaherty and company are just going to melt the clock as much as possible before they have to snap it with 4:45. 12 Bridges on their way to another section championship appearance. Back-to-back years, they beat the Hillman twice. This run to the near side is a halfback toss for another 10 yards.
The battery that doesn't have unlimited life in it. It does not run out.
4:22 remaining in this contest as for 12 Bridges, they're just trying to get off the field with no injuries. They'll play at Hughes Stadium Friday at 3 p.m. And the Hillmen will fall short of their ultimate goal, which was get back to the section championship game for the first time since 2019 and potentially win it for the first time since 2017. And really sad to see it end here tonight for these seniors who gave it their all. But you got to give them their respect. A 9-win season, nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Flaherty just waiting to hike the ball at this point.
Ryan's just taking some time off the clock.
Up the middle to Ward. Ward just falls forward.
He picks up another 6 yards.
Another 5 or 6 yards there for Ward with 3:30 to play in the fourth quarter. And it was a couple of things that just Placer was not able to do tonight. They were not able to have a situation where they could minimize the turnovers. They were not able to get stops on defense. Well, they had stops on defense. I shouldn't say that. But just not able to put points on the board the way they were accustomed to. Under 3 minutes to play in the fourth. Flaherty and company just waiting to hike the ball until the last minute. Under 3 minutes to play now as the Hillman down 36. Flaherty will finally hike it on second and five. Ward close to that first down marker there at the 20.
So you got one
A season that started with such promise, blowing out Casa Robles. Racking off at least two more wins after that. They lost to Roseville, lost to 12 Bridges, finished on fire, beat Escalon in the quarterfinal at Lefevre, and just were not able to beat 12 Bridges on the road and survive the elements. Under 2 minutes to play in the season for the Hillmen, as Flaherty continues to just run the clock to the bare minimum. And for the Hillmen, just a tough way to end the season as Ward gets the first down with 1:44 to play, and that'll pretty much do it, as the Hillmen are going to lose for the second time this year to 12 Bridges. And for 12 Bridges, the party is going to begin. They're going back to the section title game in the D4 bracket, back-to-back years. You got to give this program credit for what they've been able to achieve in such a short amount of time. 12-0. One more win nets them a section title. They'll play either Patterson or Sac High. As Flaherty and company now in victory formation with 1 minute to play. Flaherty will take a knee, and that'll do it. The season coming to an end for the Placer Hillmen in the Sac Joaquin Section D4 semifinals at 12 Bridges here in Lincoln. And just a tough way to finish this game and this season. Not what Joey Montoya and company envisioned at all when this season started. And that'll do it. 12 Bridges beats Placer 43-7. And the season for your Hillmen has unfortunately ended in a very tough way. You got to give 12 Bridges their flowers. They played a great, phenomenal game. And for the Hillmen, everything that could have gone wrong just did. But kudos to the Hillmen who are walking out to midfield to shake hands. And that'll do it. The Hillmen lose 43-7. Their season over in the semifinal. And that's it. We will take a minute break. We'll go to postgame. And we will cap off the season here. The final score, your Hillmen lose 43-7 in the D4 section semifinal game against the 12 Bridges Rhinos here on KHI Radio, 940 AM, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products. Farmer's Brand and Purina Feed, quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup Riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the Salt Lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHI Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back. The final score here in the Sac Joaquin Section D4 Section Semifinal. The 12 Bridges Rhinos advance their second consecutive section championship game. 43-7 is the final over your Placer Hillmen here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganaz with you here to sign off on the season. It was a season for your Hillmen that finishes them at 9-3. A lot of expectations. They scored 30 points or more the entire season up until tonight. Not the way they envisioned it ending. But nonetheless, you've got to give these Hillmen and Joey Montoya credit. They were weathering the storm all year. A lot of people thought they were going to be one of the better teams in the section, as they were. And just, it was one of those games tonight, whether it was the weather, the rain, the turnovers early, they were just unable to come away with any type of momentum. They score no points in the second half for the first time all year, but you got to give them their credit. They kept fighting, they kept playing, and they did what they had to do in order to finish this season out on a high note. We want to thank all of you for listening to us throughout the year here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Thank you to Jordan and Chris for holding us down in the booth. We look forward to seeing you next year. Have a great offseason. Stay healthy. Stay in shape. More importantly, stay safe as Thanksgiving just a week away. So very thankful for all of our listeners and everybody who supports the program. Auburn Trophies, especially the Mel's Diner, for their support financially helping us keep the radio station afloat. So once again, for everybody in the booth, for myself, Keith Joganatis here at KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. That is the season. Your Hillman finished 9-3. The final score from 12 Bridges in the D4 semifinal, 12 Bridges 43. Your Hillman 7. Regardless how it ended, we always sign off by saying it is always a great day to be a Hillman. Have a good night. Have a good offseason. Happy holidays. We'll see you next year.
Plaster Hillman Football has been brought to you on KHI by these great sponsors. Please support them whenever you can. Depot Bay Coffee Roasters, Mackey Heating and Air, Mel's Diner Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, the Roseville Auto Mall, Auburn Trophies, and by Foreman Eye Care. You'll hear every Plaster Hillman game this season right here on 104.5 FM and 950 AM KHI. Good night, and thanks for listening.